Ellery, E-L-L-E-R-Y, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 3355, 69-year-old gentleman, single, has one child. He doesn't smoke. He does drink from time to time. He lives on Callaway Road, C-A-L-L-A-W-A-Y Road here in Houston, Texas. He lives alone, period. In the paragraph, he suffers from hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, period, allergy, non-family history, positive for sickle cell disease, medical problems, Lipitor 20 milligram once a day, Lasix 20 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 TID, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Estradiol 30 milligram a day, Lisinopril 2.5 milligram a day, Metoprolol 25 milligram BID, Oxycodone 30 milligram every 6 hours, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Aldactone 50 milligram a day, Tizanidine 2 milligram once a day, period. In the paragraph, he's taken care of by Dr. Weiner, W-I-N-N-E-R, at Legacy Clinic, period. Surgeries include shoulder and knee surgeries regarding to a truck accident years ago, period. Family history. Oh, we talked about that. He used to be a forklift operator. He does drink when someone brings him a drink, but he doesn't drink on a regular basis. He has a history of heavy smoking, but has quit smoking at this time, period. Mr. Jones has review of system, has shortness of breath, with or without activity. He has symptoms of coronary artery disease with angina. He's had a history of cabbage. He's a candidate for possible coronary artery angioplasty, but has refused, would like to be cared for at home. He's too weak to go to the doctor's office. He's too weak to ambulate. He's too weak to care for himself. He has a total ADL dependency. He is now almost total ADL dependency. He's in need of aides and nurses and caregivers at home, period. In the paragraph, he has shortness of breath despite being on Isodil with any type of activity, period. In the paragraph, he's a shortness of breath and his chest pain is related to his coronary artery disease. He has end-stage atherosclerotic heart disease and has decided against any further treatment and or any further procedures, period. It's also very taxing, very difficult for him to go to the doctor's office and would like to be cared for at home for the remainder of his life. Hence he meets the criteria for chronic pain therapy, palliative and hospice care at home. Thank you.